have this little song going through my head that goes, good morning, good morning. And so, good morning. Not that I can sing in the morning. This is Cherry Devine, and you're listening to Something Brewing. And I have this fabulous co-host. She just glitters and glows and shines her light everywhere. And that would be the sparkling Tracy Mahan. Hello,
sparkle.
Tracy.
It's called sparkle power, darling. Sparkle power.
Sparkle power. We have it. We have it. And so now here's the deal for the rest of the show is Tracy came up with this Be Still and Listen to the Earth. It is singing. So I'm just going to be quiet for an hour. No?
It works for me. Let's all go into a little bit of silence here.
There we go. There. But in the meantime, the chat room is open on Blog Talk Radio and on the Cat Media 2 page, which is on Facebook, if you would love to join us there. And we will be taking your calls at the half hour, and the phone number there is 646-668-8389. We ask that you have one specific question. And we're going to ask who you are, where you live, and then we are going to tune in to you. That's all I have to say.
Who are you? Where do you live? Well,
what the heck do you want? Why are you bothering us? No, just kidding. Just kidding. Oh.
Yes. Well, so good morning, everybody. So, Cherry, let's get it started off with how was your retreat?
Oh, my goodness. That is all I can say, other than it was fabulous and amazing. And we had several people that thought they were coming, you know, for somebody else. And you know, you never go for anybody else anywhere. You're always there for you. And there were heart openings. There were transitions. People walked away with tools for life. It was sparkling. It was very, very rainy, though. We had storms after storms after storms. And it was so fun as I was sharing a house with a wonderful Seimei energy healer. That's a type of energy healing from Japan. So I was worked on. We had other knowing beings there. Everybody's knowing in their own way. But it was phenomenal. I came home, though,
wow.
Like I told Tracy, you know, there's been a shift in my own vibrational body and embracing more of who I am. And I have been knocked on my rear end. You know, when we go into, you know, some people call them downloads or communications. Some say the voice of God is speaking to you or whatever. It does affect the energy body, your cellular makeup. And I have, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even earlier at noon, I'm starting to wear down. By 4, I'm looking at the clock going, isn't it 9 o'clock yet? I could go to bed now and just sleep. And I am sleeping 9.5 hours. But that's what we do when we have what we call all of those downloads, transitions, you know, upgrades, all of this sort of thing. So it was like I said, phenomenal. And it is, I just want to put it out there. We have, because I'm doing them with several different ladies, retreats that are occurring in Mount Shasta, California, another very high energy place. And it's on my website, www.cherrydevine. And I know Tracy has specials, and I have posted both of our websites on the Blog Talk Radio show. So how about that, Tracy? Made it through that without taking a breath.
Sure did.
Wow.
Yeah. Phew. Well, wonderful. I'm glad that everybody had amazing experiences. When I was in Hilo, it rained and rained and rained there too. So it must be a theme with that side of Hawaii. Maybe it gets more rain because when we drove over to the Kona side, it was not raining. And
it is.
But it's still beautiful. And even when it rains, it's warm. So, yeah.
Well, that's
most
it.
Most likely you're going to go get in the water anyway, so just go and enjoy it.
Well, that's it. Hilo is the tropical rainforest side. And last year when we went in 2017, it actually quit raining the day before we arrived and started raining again the day after we left. Yet this was huge storms. I mean, huge. And the locals are saying, no, this is not normal. And I'm sorry, I had to read. All of a sudden, I'm looking at Jeff's, and it says, will I find a new love in my life and reap the benefits of my job and new home this week? Well, if you'd like to. And now, Jeff, I'm going to ask you to be just a little more specific. The new love in your life might be a pet frog. Yeah, are we talking romantic love, darling? Or are you talking frogs? This is what I want to know.
Anyway. This is an example of how not to ask a question.
That is true. That is true.
No,
and good morning,
wrote
Kat.
On there, though. This is my example of how not to ask a question.
It's so funny.
I was like, that doesn't sound like something Jeff would say.
Yeah, no, but it is fun. And it's like, what? But anyway, back to Hilo. Yeah, it is the tropical rainforest, that side, and the Kona side is the hot side. But it was even pouring rain on the Kona side at times. But oh my gosh, thunder, lightning, let's see, flooding. Yeah, we were talking as you go out, and it wasn't that little mist or just a slight shower. We're talking pouring down buckets of rain. And it was really fun is because we were doing one exercise and it was working with, you know, in process with the people of and going into the deep emotions, and they were saying something. And, you know, before they touched that emotion, everything be kind of calm. And then when they started touching that emotion, oh, Mother Nature, and this goes right with what you're saying, Tracy, about be still and listen, the earth is singing. Mother Nature would just pour buckets and buckets of rain, and the wind would start moving back and forth, and you just watch everything. And then as they went into this and then cleared, it'd get calm. It'd become very calm until the next person, the next emotion came up. So it was,
it was working with you, living and breathing and working with you.
That's true.
Hello, everybody in the chat room. We got Jeff and Kat and Debbie and Brenda. Brenda's been chatting with us for a while now and just getting us all going in there. So hello, everyone. And, okay, so I'm going to throw in what I've been up to and what I'm doing right now. And then we can get into listening, being still and listening. All right, you guys can be still and listen right now. Okay, so right now, as always, I got the Patreon page going. The Patreon page is where I am posting hypnosis and meditations catered to you, meaning if you have a special request and it's something I can do, then I will do it and post it for you. And I have other things going on there too, but mostly it is the meditations and the hypnosis that I have opened the page for. So that is at patreon.com/TracyMahan, and I will put that on our Facebook page. I do not have access to the Blog Talk one, but I'll put it at Facebook. Go check it out. I have some new, hold on. As always, just wants to tag me when I post it. So hold on just a second. It's being funny. Okay. The one I posted this week, because I always like to share what the new one is Feeling Great in Body Image. That is the new hypnosis for this week. And I have another one coming up for anxiety, which I had a little anxiety trying to make that one just to share some fun. I was 21 minutes into it when my dog decided to make a whole lot of noise and I get to start it over. So that one is coming. The other thing that I got going on right now, and it's fun, pairing up with Lisa Jones, who is the creator of Living in the Light, which is a Facebook page here over on Facebook. So go to Living in the Light. Lisa Jones is over there, and her and I are pairing up and doing duo readings, which means you get to email us one very thought-out question, and then you get two different readings. You get her reading on it and my reading on it. And we're doing that for $40. So if you want to do the duo reading, please come on over and message me on Facebook, and I will give you the rest of the details for that. And let's see, anything else? I think that's it. So I'm going to post the duo readings and my Patreon page over on the chat page in Facebook, which is at Cat Media 2. And I'll also have that information on my Facebook page, Tracy Mayhem, CHT. Okay, I'm good. We did it.
You're good?
We made it through. I'm good. Yeah. Okay, so being silent and listening, that's been kind of a theme with this last week of just quieting the mind and listening. And I've been working with a manifesting group the last 2 weeks as well, and that's been kind of the theme is quieting the mind and listening and just giving a chance for spirit to answer you. You know, instead of going 100 miles an hour into everything, just sit for a moment and ask, is this the right direction? Is this the best next step? You know, the questions you need to have answered, and then sit quiet for the answers to come in. So I'm going to let Cherry talk for a second so I can finish entering my information over here on this page.
You know, this is one of the things is people do forget because they put out their various inquiries, if you like, or they'll be doing something. This morning, I was in the middle of getting ready, and all of a sudden, you know, this dialogue starts going on. And it is that internal talk or even messages from spirit and all of this. And I rushed, and I did rush because they're saying, we want you to do this before the show. And so, and made a live Facebook post. And so it's interesting. Many times we aren't really aware the answers are coming in. We will be putting it out there. What is our next step? You know, what is best for me? What is my highest and best good? And, you know, thoughts will come in, or something will display itself as we're on a walk, which will bring an idea about sitting quietly and just feeling. And that brings us our direction, our next step. And it's allowing ourselves to take it instead of questioning it. And that's what happens with a lot of people, and myself included, before my shift, is I would put something out there and then be led to the answer, whether it be indoors, outdoors, you know, whether it came from inside of me or outside of me. And then I'd start second guessing it. I'd start questioning it. I'd start, you know, getting it in my head, what would it look like to other people, how they would judge me, how they would do this, how would they would do that. And so instead of hearing and moving with the information that came to me, the answer to my question, I did all of this, you know, the old stuff we're taught to do. And so when you're able to, it's just, you know, you have these very, you know, the word legitimate comes in, but I don't really want to use that one. So I'm going to ask the group for a different one. These questions, they're just questions that are, you know, your personal inquiries and you're wanting to know where it is. And you're asking for guidance. You're asking for help or even confirmation. And it's just allowing it to come in, allowing your mind to be quiet, and then moving into the answer, you know, just putting one foot in front of the other or and opening that door and walking through it. And then the next answer comes in and the next. It's like I was just talking and Tracy, whenever you're done doing what you're doing, let me know and I'll stop talking.
No.
Anyway, but it's just
listening away. Yeah. The theme today. I'm listening.
Yeah. Just listening. But it's the same way as when with the group and we're setting out on this beautiful lanai that's all screened in. And every time something came up and where Mother Earth responded, you know, it responded enough that those who were not used to paying attention started paying attention. There was no ignoring it. And so it was fabulous the way it worked. It's just be quiet the mind and listen with the heart and allow the directions to come to you. Do not question or worry about how you look or how others will seem you to think you are. Move from the heart and let it be the guiding post for you, for all of life responds to the energy of love. So that's what my group wants to say. Now, Tracy, I'm stepping back, letting you step forward.
Stepping back.
Stepping back.
I just saw you doing like a Michael Jackson slide.
Oh, I'm glad you could do that, because I'll tell you what, physically that has been a challenge for me. I like it in my mind. I can do it. Yep.
You know, it's I think just listening, just giving yourself that time of quiet and just letting everything around you and being present in the moment is so powerful. So, you know, I'm just like everyone else. Life gets happening, and I get doing things, and I get distracted, and I get lost in that distraction. And then Spirit always has a way of just kind of pulling you back in and saying, nope, we need you over here. We need you to start focusing on some other priorities, whatever it might be. You know, you're getting lost in this illusion of something. And so it's amazing to just get back into a space where you just quiet yourself. And, you know, I know that Brenda has mentioned in the past that she tries to figure out how to meditate. And we know that, we also know that Brenda likes to crochet. So she's in this moment where she's doing her craft and just sitting quiet with that. That's the same type of thing. It just puts her in her space of being present with herself, with Spirit, with the moment. And it's a very powerful thing to just be very present in the moment. So I encourage everyone to just give that some time today and find a time when you can just sit and be very present with the moment. So if you have a hard time meditating, don't look at it like meditating. Just look at it like sitting with your eyes closed and just paying attention. How am I feeling? What's the temperature in the room? What am I hearing? What are the sounds that are going on around me? How does it feel to sit in this spot? What's the energy like? You know, and just start asking yourself these little questions and being very present with this very moment. And I think that you'll enjoy just how connected you'll feel with doing that exercise. And
you
so
know,
Brenda, yes, she's going to try it.
Yes.
She was asking the other day how to meditate, and I'm thinking of her as we're talking about just being in this moment and just being very present with everything going right there with you in this moment. So,
you know, Tracy,
ahead,
no worries. I love how even when we don't realize we're doing the same thing, we're doing the same thing, is because the second day I was on the island, I went in for a massage, and that was what I was, it's like, hold it, let's be present in the moment. And I paid attention to how many times my mind would start to go out and start to go forward, you know, into the future or backward. And I go, nope, present in the moment. And we did discuss meditation. Many people believe in meditation. I love how my words are not coming out today. Meditation. Let's go with meditation.
Well.
I know. I'm just not connected to words right now, folks. You know, so just feel the love, feel the energy. Is many people have this idea that when you're meditating, you're to get to this space of no thought. Our minds just keep going. And one of the keys is to just let the thoughts keep going. Don't attach to them. Let them flow through your mind, you know, and there, because we have this computerized brain, and the more you struggle against this and try to stop it, the more you're not present in the moment. So as you just let one thought go out and the other thought go out, and that's exactly what Tracy was just saying, you'll find you'll get into that place of stillness. You know, taking a walk, if you never notice when you're taking a walk, all of a sudden, and being present in the moment, you're looking around at whatever, all of a sudden you open up and you go into a meditation. Many people, when they're driving, say, gosh, it's like one moment. Well, because your conscious mind is focused on, and it allows the subconscious to be more present in this very moment. And you do a sort of meditation. Doesn't mean you go into a trance driving. That may not be safe for you, but it that's a way to give an analogy of, you know, how this occurs. So, you know, put on some wonderful white noise or music in the background. Breathe as deep into the body and exhale out, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Just be conscious of your breath as thoughts come up. Let the thoughts be. That's what they are, is thoughts. Mm-hmm. Conscious into the breath of the body, exhaling out. And you'll find in little to no time, all of a sudden you're fully relaxed and in present in this moment and in what we call a state of meditation. So that's another way. So I'm done talking. You know me, as I start talking and all of a sudden it's done. And then Tracy's like, is she done yet?
Well, when you stop us,
Yeah, I guess it is. And well, so, Kat says, I'm good. Do you mind if I read?
Go ahead.
Kat says, yes, and once one discovers and attunes to present moment awareness, then what is underneath that can be discovered. So, yeah.
We like it. Very, very true, Kat.
Yeah.
I just want to reach out to the callers. If you have a question for us, press the number 1. It puts a little question mark by your number, and it lets us know that you would like us to bring you on the air and let you ask the question. If you are wanting to call in and ask a question, we'll be getting to that in a few minutes here. The number is 646-668-8389. And press the number 1 so that we have the question mark by the caller.
Yeah.
Okay. Just doing a little bit of the house cleaning here, I guess.
You know, so. I'm loving it. Is our chat room on Facebook at Kat Media 2 is absolutely full. And our caller list is down, which is interesting because it's been just backwards lately. And I'm not sure if somebody chose not to speak, but you went away on our caller list. So if you are wanting to ask a question, do call in and they're back. But press the number 1 so that we know you have a question and we will then answer. We will pick it up and we're going to put it out there again. Be specific. If you say, am I going to find love? Well, sooner or later, but it could come in the, you know, and you might have the, like Tracy, puppy dog love. She found love in her puppy dog.
I found love with my baby dog.
You know, so be specific and you do a broad spectrum of whatever it is. You throw out a blanket statement type thing. We have limited amount of time to look into the questions. And so, yes.
By the way, being like Tracy and falling in love with the little dog, that's okay too.
That is perfect. Love is love is love. And our pets, our animals remind us.
Whatever opens the heart chakra is good.
That's right. And our
he's all
animals.
Curled up. Oh my gosh, being precious.
She's still in
right
love
now.
With that dog. Listen to her. No,
yeah. That was my Valentine story. I don't know if you guys listened to the Valentine one, but my Valentine was my puppy. So I told the story of how I got my puppy. Anyway, so so that's the love of my life right now. And
yes.
Of course, my children.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you added them in second thought. No, just kidding. Was that a judgment? Anyway, you know, the thing is our animals teach us or remind us of unconditional love. I mean, they just love us. They don't say you got to look a certain way, be a certain size, do a certain type of job, speak a certain way, you know, any of it. They just look at you and go, oh, I love you. And then if they're not in love with you in the moment, ooh, I'm not happy with you because you have not fed me, but I'll love you again in a second because I love you even though I'm hungry.
I have food on the desk with me, so I can always feed her.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not her. Maybe it's me that's hungry. Just
sure
a second, guys. I'm going to get food so I can love all of you.
You're going to hear her frying an egg in the background here in a moment.
That's true.
The thing, because she's going to be in that moment, and it'll be all perfect.
And that's it, in the moment.
That's right. Wow. Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Right, you guys. Well, I would love to hear more in the chat room. You guys are sending lots of fun comments. And just saying unconditional love is very important. And I really do feel like you can achieve that with the little fur babies. They certainly give it to us. You know, if we get angry at them over something, 5 minutes later, they're still in our lap being our best friend, you know. And so I agree that the source of unconditional love is an important one. Puppy loves us. Brenda's in here. My puppies love us because we know how to get their, they know how to get their treats. And it's true. There can be some cute, and we'll have to do a story or a day one of these times where everybody gets to tell their baby, fur baby stories, because I'm sure you all have them. And Brenda is requesting dragon card readings today, so I think I'll pull out my dragon card deck for the readings when we get into that, and we'll do some dragon card reading, so that'll be fun. And okay, I love the sound of the puppy in the background. It just adds to this beautiful moment of talking about our lovely fur babies. So one of the things this week has brought to me, as you guys have heard in the past, when we do these shows and we come up with our theme for the show, we end up living the moment. The Be Still is a great one to be living with. And so in the process of making recording through the hypnosis and the meditations, that was one of the things that I was noticing, is when I was creating the recording, I was being very much in the moment of what that was bringing into me. So when I make these recordings, I just sit at my desk with all my stuff going, the recording equipment going and stuff, and I just close my eyes and I'm asking for guidance on where to take everybody. And so I'm actually doing these recordings with my eyes closed and going through it as I'm bringing it through to you guys. And it was really a precious time of being in the moment with creating these things. And so I'm having a lot of fun with that. And I think that's part of why this felt like a good theme to bring up for everybody, is because we do get caught up in the past or in the future, trying to create something that we feel we don't already have in our present moment. But in all truth, everything we need, we have right now in this moment. And when we can really get our mind in that, then the creating power of manifestation becomes even more powerful, as we already see ourselves as having everything fully provided for us. So just being in that moment of already having that desire, rather it be a new car, love, whatever it might be, more money in the bank, whatever it is. You know, be in the moment as if that's already taken care of. And in this moment, you are 100% perfect and okay and supported and taken care of. So those are important things. And I think Cherry came back. She ran off to maybe help her little doggy.
I did. I'm back. And you're right. Everything, I was listening for the last little bit, and it is. It's right here, right now. Many times people get into their mind and say, but I can't see it. And then they start worrying they don't deserve it, or how it can't come through, or whatever. What that does is actually send an energy out that blocks the knowledge that it is already there. You know, it, and a lot of people will put it out there. It's coming. I wanna all of this. Those type. It's going to be. All of those statements keep it out just past your bringing it into
right there at the fingertips where you can't quite grab it.
Exactly. Instead of be present here in this moment and see it as here and now, feel it as here and now, welcome it in, embrace it, you know, allow it. But also, you know, as you're doing this, you know, you're going to get information that's in the mind and in the body of where your resistance is of actually receiving. You'll notice your body will tense up, maybe some aches and pains, some old emotional chatter or emotional or dialogue will go on, all of the old trainings that you know, keep you on autopilot. It'll say, well, that can't happen. That's not possible. Well, that doesn't come to people like, and that. So be aware of that. Ask questions around it. You know, move through it, process it, understand it. It's a teaching. It isn't a truth. And then, you know, open your arms. I love, you know, I really love, you know, a lot of people talk to me and say, they do the affirmations and then nothing happens. And that's because they're saying the words, not understanding they don't hold a belief it's possible. And there's no emotion attached to it. There's more of a vibrational energy attached to why it can't happen and won't happen to allowing it to come in. So embrace it, allow it to feel yourself as if it's already there. What does it feel like? What are your emotions? How is it that it's in your life? Do it as if it's already there. And everybody's energy went up on that, Tracy. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. People, there are several
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, it feels kind of a calming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Calming and tingly. You know, it's just like, oh, that's right. The only limitations that are actually there are the limitations of the mind. It is putting it out in an energy and projecting forward because exactly that is exactly what happens when energy moves. Yet hold it in the present by believing it is already there. You will find that the two energies merge as one. What you believed was impossible is possible. What you believed was a miracle then becomes commonplace within your life. And then you understand the magnificent creator you are. It is okay to mm-hmm. see messages in the mind that say this cannot be. But understand, it is only what you have been told. One of my favorite lines came from the book Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah by Richard Bach. And it says, argue your limitations and they are yours. And it's true.
Yeah. Very
yes,
true.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say hello to Charmel, who showed up in our chat room and just want to make sure our chatters, and I don't know what the Blog Talk looks like, so hello over in Blog Talk as well. But you guys just need to know how much we love to see you show up to the show and interact with us. It's very fun for us to have you there. And so I appreciate you. Thank you for showing up and being here for the show today. And guess what time it is? We need a drum roll or something.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. Yeah, that isn't it. And
as long
we
as you don't do the one that's a joke.
Lots of,
don't.
We do have lots of people in the chat room and Blog Talk. And so, y'all, I want to tell each and every person who's listening now and listens later, you are loved. We love you.
Yeah.
So,
we love you.
Yep.
There's another song brewing there. I can feel it. Mm-hmm.
I can feel it.
All right.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, I have my dragon cards out.
Are you going to pull?
Calling.
Okay. Does that mean we want to get a caller? A caller? Are you want me to get a caller?
yes, and then let's bounce over to the chat room after the caller, and we'll kind of alternate them. How about that? Because
sounds
we do
good.
Have questions in the chat room as well.
Well, if you saw a question that I missed, why don't you go with that one? Then we'll get the callers online.
Okay, well, we got two. Brenda wanted a dragon card, and so does Debbie. And we will go ahead and do that. So I'm going to go with Debbie first. Okay, so you got the golden – oh, by the way, let me announce these cards. Dragon Oracle cards by Diana Cooper. Yours is the golden Atlantean dragon. It helps you to remember the wisdom of golden Atlantis. Awaken, bring back your knowledge, gifts, and talents. Reclaim your mastery. So I read what the card says, then let me look at the card and see what I get as a personal message. Okay, and you're asking, has D sent my sister a message since he left? And yes, he has. Okay, so this feels like... Debbie, I always end up taking you. You go into other realms. You go into other dimensions and different things like that. And your energy is continuing to just keep awakening and getting even better and better, which is where it's this part where it says reclaim your mastery. I need you to step into it more, not just with curiosity like, oh, hey, this is new. This is something kind of fun. I want you to kind of step into it and own it and start using it the way that it was intended to be used in this lifetime. So you need to start asking, how is this meant to serve and how am I meant to use it? It's time for you to start using the mastery, the gifts that you have been given, the enlightenment that you have been going through, all for a reason, my dear, all for a reason. Okay. And then let's go to a caller, and then I'll pull a card for Brenda.
Okay, caller with the last four digits, 5834, you are on the air.
Hey,
do you have your radio
going?
On? Do you have your radio on?
I do not. I've got a headset on as I walk through the city of New York.
Oh, okay. We can hear things in the background.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot.
Oh, well, that's fun. And so you said
okay,
you're in
so
New York City?
This is Kevin. What's up, Tracy?
Oh, hi, Kevin. How are you?
How's it going?
It's going good. I'm just going to put a little plug in for Kevin. He's got his own radio show going right now.
We didn't have to do that.
Speaking of light radio, correct? On Sunday night?
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Listen, I was just calling. I don't have any questions. I was calling to I like the subject matter, and I wanted to just kind of chime in and kind of go down with what you're saying. I feel that since I modified my meditation, things have changed for me in a very uplifting and positive and nurturing way. So I just wanted to give an example of what I'm experiencing. So as opposed to going into a meditation expecting something, I've set an intention for my meditation, which is to be able to observe the thoughts that pop up as a third person. So it's kind of like if somebody hands you an essay and says, "Man, I really need a second set of eyes. I'm kind of tapped out. I can't finish writing this," or whatever the situation may be. You know, you hand it off to somebody who can, with a fresh perspective, can look at it in a very constructive way. So I find that if I set myself up in that manner going into my meditation, I'm able to not cling on to the thoughts. I'm able to not become kind of obsessed with the fact that I'm having thoughts, you know. It's no longer, it has to be quiet. It's more of, okay, this is what's going on. And I kind of feel that perhaps this may go against quote-unquote traditional meditation techniques, but if I have something handy to write things down, I will jot it down. And so I think what I'm trying to get at is just exploring exploring the idea of meditation, like what works best for you. It doesn't have to be this concrete within the box. You know, you have to have the Buddha land on your shoulders kind of a thing. And as much as it tickles me to say it, I think I kind of fell into that for a very long time, and I think perhaps many people can and do. So I'm just offering a suggestion to everybody. If you can go out there and say, listen, I'm going to set 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of my day, and look at perhaps, you know, the governing thought for today. What's going on? What's that repetition? What's that story that's going from the minute you wake up to the point that you decide you're going to sit down and meditate? Maybe you can change your story, and therefore your affirmations will kick in, you know, with a better end result. Your focus will be a little bit better. I mean, I'm not promising anybody the world. I'm wanting to coincide with what you're saying by just offering people a different technique. That's all.
Yeah,
Tracy, you've
like
known
it.
Me for a while now, and you know that I've been, I mean, even as I talk to you, as I'm walking around, like, I just left the salt cave that I spent 45 minutes in listening to a meditation.
You have to go to
because
the salt cave.
It was amazing.
I woke up
with some delicious anxiety. My acid reflux is acting up crazily. So what that did immediately was create this sense of paranoia, which, if anybody knows me from hearing me, you know, in the chat room or whatnot, it's just something
The truth matter is for me, you're cutting out a lot, and I don't know if your headset.
No, I think it's probably the wind.
Okay.
The wind blowing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kevin's commenting on the cutting out too.
Yeah.
And so Kevin, chat room saying hi.
Yeah, you do. And we are going to, we have to remember, we have limited time and we have a bunch of other callers on. So,
yeah, no, go for it. Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank
Kevin,
you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yes, thank
bye,
you.
Guys.
Thanks for your suggestions.
Bye-bye, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
All right, take
care. Yeah, Kevin's made some huge changes in his life. So bravo, Kevin. And
yeah.
It's fun to see that paying off. Okay, so I'm going to grab a card real quick for Brenda.
Okay. Okay.
And Brenda, you have the air dragon to help you rise above earthly matters. Isn't that just perfect for what we were just talking about? Communicate honestly, bring inspiration and hope, see life from a higher perspective. What a neat tool to use if you are doing like what Kevin was saying is, you know, you're trying to work out a problem, but you're so attached to it that you can't see with clear eyes. This is another technique. You rise above it and, you know, be honest with yourself with the entire situation. Get a bigger perspective of it. So, so Brenda, for you, I feel like this kind of goes around the move that you would like to make. Just rise above it a little bit. Ask to be in the moment and present with what it is you truly desire for that. And just kind of look at it from that higher perspective. And yeah, Cherry, did you have anything for Brenda? Or?
Oh, you know, I just get that she's in that process and it's just to follow it. It just shows her, you know, opening, her eyes are wide open. And it's just the placement of each step. So Brenda's moved into that and it just keep it up. That's basically what I get.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Like it.
Keep it up, girly. Keep it up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like you just moving through the trappings of the mind is what I got. She's moving. She's moved through them and continues. So.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to watch because we've known a lot of these, a lot of the listeners. We've had you guys following us for a long time. Some of you are personal and dear friends of ours. And to watch the growth with the friends and with the people that connect with us every week and see how things have changed and manifested and created and moving through problems together and all of that. It's an amazing journey, you guys. And I appreciate you letting me be part of your journey. Thank you for trusting me with that part of you. And
yeah.
There's just so much that's going on right now, and it is heading to a wonderful place. Just like with Cherry having her purging retreat. No.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, let's get a caller on here.
Okay, caller with the last four digits, 3126. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Hi, ladies. This is Christine from Albany, Oregon.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine. I have a question. I have my house under contract right now with a buyer, and I am curious if it is going to actually go through with them.
You know, I'm getting that, yes, it does. Honey, do you mind if I step in, Trace?
Go for it.
Okay, but again, I want you to see it freeing up from your hands, from your grasp. Whether we realize it or not, there's times that we hold on to things because we haven't emotionally cleared our experiences in it. And so there's a part of you afraid to let it go because of it being what you've known, what your comfort level was, even in the discomfort. And so it's now time just to open the hand, relinquish it, and know that you're taking, it says, purposeful strides forward. And, you know, now open your heart and just send it off to these new owners with love, knowing they will build their life in it as you build, and they're using the term rebuild, your life in a whole different way. So it's you're moving through your discomfort so you become more comfortable. And just say a little prayer around it. That's what I get. But I get, it's so funny is because it moves from a big yes to a little yes, big yes to a little yes. So as you as you go in and out of your worries and your thoughts, you know, the energy kind of blocks it and slows it down a little bit. But I get it is sold. What do you get, Trace?
I'm going to ask you, Christine, when is your close date?
I'd have to look at the paperwork again, but I believe it's in May. I think like May 15th or 16th or something like that.
Okay. So what I get is that you really prepared yourself for this sale. Like you got your home ready. You got that kind of preparation was all done. I feel like there's no surprises really that are going to jump out there. Just the regular stuff that you go through with any kind of home sale and purchase. But I did get that, that you need to double check the paperwork before signing anything. And that's because in March we're going to be in the Mercury retrograde. I can't remember what the dates are. Somebody sent that to me the other day. It's possibly part of March, part of April or something like that. So that means there could be some paperwork coming across your path with the home that you just need to be very careful that everything was written the way it's supposed to be, because as a real estate agent, I know that sometimes even if you just leave off the simplest thing, it can make the biggest difference. So you need to just make sure that everything is in the contract the way it's supposed to be and then double check that. Okay?
Okay.
So the biggest thing I have for you is, what's that?
The closing date is May 14th.
May 14th. Okay. I think you're still in the Taurus energy with that. So that's that part of it. Feels good. It's just you're going to be in contract during the Mercury retrograde. So just make sure that you're
it's not going to close on that date.
No, it should. It might even close a little bit earlier. But what I'm saying, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mercury retrograde. Are you?
I'm not.
Maybe that's what
I'm
need to explain. Okay. Let me explain that just briefly. Mercury retrograde is an astrological thing that happens where it feels like things slow down. It feels like miscommunications happen. Contracts, you definitely want to double-check contracts because you could be typing something up in a letter or contract and miss major things. Forget to put something just that is an everyday thing that you would always put on your contract. You might forget to put it on there. So it's just double-checking just because the energy is kind of weird around contracts, around any kind of purchase or sale. It just kind of plays with it. It's the time where your phone's going to be wonky and you're not going to be able to get it to work right. It's the time where your computer might glitch out or your cable isn't coming in very good. It just messes with things like that. So that is a Mercury retrograde, and it's going to happen during this contract time. So I'm just asking, double check the contract paperwork, make sure it's written the way, you know, consciously.
Okay.
Don't just glance it over. Consciously look at it and go, is that written right? Is that written right? Is that written right? And then you'll be fine. So it should be good.
My concern, my biggest concern is that their contingency is their house sales, and they're asking a lot for their house, even more than mine, and mine has more amenities. So I'm not sure they're just going to sell. That's what worries me about it closing.
Let go of your fear. The fear right there, every part of you locks and shuts down in your fear. It's hitting your whole core, starting your power chakra, your heart chakra, and your throat chakra. That fear is an energy that goes forward and creates exactly what you do not want. Instead, know that the perfect buyer comes to their house, and then the perfect buyer, and they buy your house. See it as if it's already done, as if it's complete. Feel it as if it's done. If they choose to fall away, it does feel like somebody replaces them almost immediately. Yet also understand your emotions, and even in their discomfort, are still holding on to you. So let it go. Really look at your worries and your fears and replace those with seeing the house sold and you living somewhere else. Now, many times when we're going, well, I got to see everything in the picture, that's saying we don't trust the process. We're in fear, and we're projecting that fear energy forward. And so with that, sweetie, Tracy, do you have anything else to end? Because we still have another caller or two, and you don't.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap that up. Christine, I really do feel like everything falls into place. It'll be fine.
Thank you so
much.
They
may have more problems with their sale, but yours will be fine. Maybe you need to warn them.
No. Well, you know, ask me questions.
You have a good day, and yeah, definitely visualize it all going perfectly. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, this is the one thing is, if you want an in-depth reading, give one of us a call, because we can only kind of skim over the top with on the show, because there are so many people with questions, and we'd love to work with you and really look at what it is that's so important to you. And so, Tracy, I believe you have another dragon card for somebody. It seemed like there were three or four people on the chat room.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So yes, another dragon call, a card or call.
Okay, so let's see. I did Debbie and I did Brenda, correct? So let's, I'm looking, where did it go? I'm sorry, you guys, because you're all probably going, it was me. I see Karen's first, and then I do see Charmel. You guys, I will go back in there, and if we run out of time, and I'll draw cards for you guys, okay? Okay, so Karen, what I see for you is Archangel Gabriel's dragon, and it brings purification. I'm sorry, now I need to turn my light on because my old eyes aren't getting this. Okay, so self-discipline will speed ascension and bring joy. You can carry Archangel Gabriel's diamond. So this particular picture, the dragon is holding on to a diamond. So as I'm looking at this, Karen, what I get a feel for is that what they're showing me in my mind is that you've shed an old skin. You've released something that you've been going through, and it's finally at its end point. You might still be in the final stages of that, but you have gone through something huge, and you are finally at the end point, and that's going to usher in some new stuff for you. And so just be open and ready and go with the flow of what's coming in, please. It's all for your highest and best good. Okay. Did you have something for Karen, or you want to go to the caller?
I do. And it's remembering that we move through various transitions, even when we're not in awareness. And I do feel like, as you said, shedding the old skin new, that there's been a huge transition in her inner world, her inner life, her inner mind, and there's a transmutation of energy going on. And it's remembering there are times that we shift and move, yet this energy is transmuted within us so that it fits into the physical world. I'm also being told to tell her to quit questioning so much, and that's the way it comes across. You know, years ago I had my group specifically tell me through another person, you don't have to ask the question over and over again. We heard you the first time. And that was said to me in an audience full of people, just saying. And anyway, they're saying quit questioning so much and actually accept that it's here for you. And that's it. And so trust, and trust some more. When you have to have it all spelled out for you or written on a chalkboard for you or put in a display for you, you're not in your heart and you're not trusting. You're still in the body. And if someone's going, gosh, that's harsh. So I'm feeling that. And it's like, well, sometimes it is harsh.
Oh, is that me? No. I'm just
yeah. Sometimes it is harsh. Sometimes it's in our
sometimes
face.
Sometimes it
because,
is.
Yeah. And
I have
so
to tell you, sometimes I make the biggest pushes when somebody gets real in my face like that and kind of just throws it in right there in my lap. And then I got to deal with it. And so, yeah, sometimes the reading can be harsh and can make us.
Mm-hmm.
If it's triggering you, then you know you have to look at it. You just do.
Well,
so, all right.
Mankind's history at this time is for change, is to create things that are uncomfortable. You know, we do have a memory living inside of us of creating change while we're comfortable. So when it gets harsh or uncomfortable, it's like, okay, quit resisting your own shift and change. And I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. So, okay, Rhett. We've got six
right.
minutes. Are we ready for caller 6159? You're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
Hi, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
We're talking
Carrie,
to you.
Hi. It's Kat.
Hi, Kat. Hi,
gals. I love you, too. So my one
oh,
answer to the question.
Oh, Kat from the chat room, Kat.
Yes, Kat from the chat room,
good.
Kat.
Chat room cat and cat media. So question, do we feel I'll be working with individuals or speaking to groups?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to throw my arms up in the air and go, what the hell?
Before you do that.
Yes, I
can,
did
can
that.
I jump in there? Because you guys have a history here, I think. And let me jump in before I get too much of that in my head.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I have
All right.
no problem with that.
So, Kat, you were in the chat room asking if your incubation was done yet. And, boy, do I know how that feels. Your true audience. Oh, my gosh. When I read that you wanted to know about your true audience, you are an interdimensional being. You have an audience on not just this world but other worlds. And I'm not sure if you're aware of that. And so when you put it out there as true audience, that's very, inviting for all of that to show up. So you are already speaking to the true audience. You are, and yes, you are evolving your human audience as well. And I don't know if there's a financial question that's linked to that, but it does feel like things start to well, what I'm seeing is a waterfall coming in, say, April, May, as far as things will start to flow a little better. It'll be like all of a sudden, you're going off the waterfall and then down the river and everything starts moving, if that makes sense. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but I just kept seeing that, that things do start to move. But you do have a little bit more of the incubation period going on through the rest of this month and probably most of March.
You know,
okay.
I'm gonna confirm for Tracy that she hit it spot on because I do know Kat, and again, Kat, I get that the incubation period is self-imposed. Let go of speaking to individuals or groups; you end up speaking to both, and again through the dimensions on many different levels to many different groups. You do it in your dream state. You do it in your physical state. Quit. And, you know, this seems to be the message right now for many people, yet quit holding it in a certain look, that it has to look a certain way, feel a certain way, putting it in a box, holding it in your hand, rolling it over, looking again, and just trust and put that foot out. Years ago, Kat asked me, when was she going to, what was that, what is it you call it, that little sign you put out? Oh, what is it? Because I know you asked me.
Shingle?
And it. Yes, your shingle. What am I going to put on my shingle? When do I put it out? It's always in your own design and your own timing. And the shingle could have been put out years ago, yet and there is no wrong. There is no right. We can slow it down. We can speed it up. And there were many processes that were chosen to go through. Yet it's time to put your shingle up and know that individuals will come to you and groups will come to you. Let go of the idea it has to look a certain way. First of all, if I would have followed that, I would not be doing what I am today. I would have been sitting in my house in deep thought going, I wonder what I'm going to do. What is it going to look like? And then the voice would not be heard around the world. Again, child, it is time for you to put away the worries and doubts and the idea it must look in a certain direction and way. And put that shingle out and say it is. First of all, each and every one of us work in a way that formulates to whoever it is that comes to us. We add the labels to it for identification purposes for mankind. That is all it is for. You will speak to groups. Many speak to groups. You will speak to individuals. Again, it may be words that bring a message in. It may be the energy brings a message in. You may take them by the hand and travel through the atmosphere to the various universes. Again, allow it to be what is perfect for whoever it is you're working for that is how all of us tend to work. Again, watch the woman named Tracy. She shifts and changes marvelously according to whoever it is she's shifting and changing to work with. And the words come out perfectly. The energy comes out perfectly. The cards are drawn. It is what it is. Do not hold it in your hand and try to make it into something that fits into what society says is right. For society is always evolving. And what was not right yesterday is right today. So there's the message I get. And it shut down everything.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think I'm so desirous and eager creating.
We've got 12 seconds left, guys.
Oh, we do have
love
you.
Love you, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
You can stay on the line, Kat, but bye-bye to the live audience, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Okay, Kat, if you're still there, that's fine. I just wanted to say goodbye to the audience.
I am, and thank you. I mean, obviously, it's my, you know, my hand is up in so many ways, so thank you for taking it and working with me. I think I'm so eager to create. I feel so potent. I feel so expanded, but there's, I mean, I'm sitting here in Issaquah, and then I just stopped speaking.
Well, and there again, just keep staying in your power, the potency, you know, one foot in front of the other. I was getting ready for work today, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, go do a FaceTime live video. Yeah. And it isn't looking any one direction. It's just doing, and it'll touch and reach whoever and that. Just see your shingle held out and put up. Quit looking at what it has to look like. Again, there's a lot of training of what things are supposed to look like. You're a huge businesswoman and always have been in mainstream. Now let it go forward in this. And girls, I do have to get going. I have some things to do. But Trace, do you have more to say to Kat?
The Kat?
Yeah. I started to say Vicky. Vicky's who I did that. So,
Sherry, I have something for you for later. I need to be in contact with you that something occurred to me and was gifted to me while I was watching your FaceTime or Face Live this morning. So connect back up with me on that, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Trace,
love
did you have more for her?
You know, Kat, I do keep seeing that during the time that you are still playing with the incubation period, whatever that ends up looking like, that's where I want you to create. I actually want you to create something. So I don't know if you do like Photoshop or any of those type of, editors. But if not, I want you to go to PicMonkey because that one you can do a free app. And I want you to just start playing with what does that shingle look like and put your name and put the different titles that you think you might like and start getting that in your mind if you haven't already done something like that, okay?
Just yesterday, I then reached out, and I'm getting ready to move forward on my website. So just cheer, I reached out to her and 20 other people about, okay, I'm ready now to create my website. And I sent out a post saying, hey, you guys that I've worked with and know me, what is the value you perceive that I bring? Because as my degree's in marketing, business, yes, so I know what marketing is, and it's you're selling basically what someone perceives that you can do for them. You know, what are they emotionally purchasing from you? And I have no language because I don't understand what my soul
essence,
spirit essence.
We don't have a language, Kate. We don't have a language. We don't.
Right.
And it's one of the most difficult things because we do different things for different people. So we put out basic descriptions. I stay completely away from the word psychic because then people want you to tell them their future.
I don't know
futures. I assist them in creating it. And I'm going to let you two talk, and I'm going to say I love you both very much, and I will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Sherry. So as we're talking about that, and you're saying I don't know, what came in for me was you are a transformational mastery is what you do, which can look different for each person.
That's pretty succinct, actually. That actually landed. And what was the website? Or because I don't create, I mean, whatever you said, Photoshop, whatever you said, I don't usually do that. So what was the program that you said, app?
Hold on, Donnie. I'm going to send it. Oh, I'm adding you as a friend, if that's okay. And that way you'll.
You did.
Sometimes if we don't add each other as friends, then don't get to see the emails that go in some junk folder. So, okay, I just sent it to you in a message. It's picmonkey.com. It's to use it like the, there's two versions. There's the free version and then there's the paid for version. And then, you just figure out which one you want. And I'm realizing we're still live on the air, not on a phone call. So let's go ahead and call this good. And it's been so pleasant. It's exciting that you're moving forward with this. And I think you're going to have some wonderful success and bring in some very magical things around you as you're doing it. So
Thank you. Get ready to
have your mind blown is what I keep hearing. Get ready to have your mind blown. You're going to see and hear and feel and do things that are out of the box of what you've normally done.
I'm ready.
Thank you. Okay,
love
darling.
You.
Well, let's say goodbye to anyone listening in the archives. By all means, you guys, come find us, cherrydivine.com, tracy.com, and we'll see you guys again next week. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Kat. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.